Last time on Stab.
I know, and Val, why don't you and Gabriel come over here and bring me that staff?
I reached over and picked it up, and I'm just sort of like lumbering over toward him at my like 8.5 foot height.
Jerry, you notice that it is very cracked, the staff.
All right, yeah, I take the staff.
Oh, you're not.
Val, I need you to take Gabriel.
Take him where?
Anywhere but here.
This is not a good idea. There's no way that you could survive this.
You don't even know what I'm gonna do. I didn't tell you anything.
We're in a temple. It's the end of the fight. This is where something blows up, right?
I'm the only one that can pump Paradox into this thing and get out of here before everything explodes.
I'm taking you with me. When you're done with the Paradox, you say go, we'll go.
Let's settle this. I pull out the Desert Eagle, and I point it directly at Jerry's head. If you don't pull me out of here, I'm pulling this trigger.
If I genuinely believe that you're pulling the trigger, I'm gonna go, fuck, and, like, grab your goddamn throat, choke slam you through the umbra.
As soon as she pops out, I grab the staff, and I start, like, popping off every spell I can, channeling it through the spear to create more and more Paradox flowing through it.
Added 10 more Paradox, and it just explodes.
So you are literally chokeslammed into reality, into the car that you had stolen. It's now a pile of dust.
I was kind of expecting it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you use the mirror to go through the last time?
I used the windshield.
So yeah, you are literally kind of thrown into the bottom of the car when y'all re-enter. You've destroyed another car.
I mean, really, did we expect it to last more than a session anyway?
I was kind of hoping, you know? Fingers crossed.
Sean, the day we don't destroy a car is the day you give up as a DM.
Anyway, all right. So she chokeslams you into reality, and you obviously are very distressed at this. Number one, you can't believe that that happened. Number two, why would Jerry do that? Like, he knew that he was going
to
die.
I am confused about Jerry having the balls to do it, but it's most of why I egged Val into doing that to me, because it was that grudging respect of, kid's balls dropped. All right. He's finally a man.
All right. As I'm assuming that Natalie is still like super pissed at the fact that you stuck a gun to his head. So,
oh yeah, I'm assuming I'm at least injured with bludgeoning.
Natalie, you're really up. Do you get to decide what happens? And
I think my first move is to try to go back through the umbra and see what's there.
You are unable to, but you can try. I mean, go ahead and roll me a primal urge, but I doubt you're going to be able to get through the gauntlet.
Aha!
Wow, that is not bad, but still not good enough.
What the fuck do you want, perfection?
I was expecting 2 tens. Like, that was a difficulty.
Rude.
Yeah, sorry. Shame on me. So you're kind of struggling to just, like, go through.
I fart.
Gabriel's kind of like, dude, you... Come on, what's going on? Like, just go save him. And as this is happening, suddenly a greenish portal appears about where you left off, or about where you came in through. And Jerry is just ejected from the portal, like just tossed, and kind of slumps down into the ground, not saying anything. You're not even sure if he's still alive.
I nudge him.
Is that like smacking him upside the head?
Well, it starts with just kind of pushing his shoulder a little bit, followed by full arm extension on just one part of his shoulder to lever him.
Yeah, he looks extra crispy, and there is absolutely smoke coming off of him.
What kind of spices is he covered with?
I'd say sulfur, but that's not a spice.
Does it seem like a secret blend?
Yeah, a super secret blend. Smells really good to you.
I'm going to look at him for a second, and I'm going to put 2 cigarettes in my mouth and light them both, and then hand him one over. And if he doesn't reach for it, I'm just going to carefully set it between his lips.
Jerry, you can talk, but not for very long.
I'm going to assume it just falls out of his mouth, but he definitely says, like, thanks. Told you guys I would be right behind you, and then probably just passes completely out.
All right, I don't... What would we use for medicine? Can I make a medicine check? Oh, shit, there is medicine.
Yeah, do you have it trained?
I've got 3 in intelligence.
I have 2 in medicine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, go for it.
Let the wolf do it.
Wow, buddy. I'm a whole person.
Is that the politically correct term?
I go, wow, he looks bad.
Okay, 1 success. Yeah, you can tell that he's far beyond your skill to heal. Unfortunately, he took the equivalent of something like 10 aggro damage.
I look at Gabe and I go, he's kind of fucked. Like, not dead fucked, but in, like, they would send him to VA fucked. They would actually get him in at VA fucked.
Yeah, he would show up and they would be like, oh, sir, an appointment just opened up for you. He'd get an appointment and he might even get treatment. I mean, not like lasting treatment, not like therapy or anything that would help with PTSD, but like you might get the pills that help you sleep a little bit. I guess I'm going to try and get my bearings from the car and the burned out part of Mexico City that we're in and try and find a Walmart that I can buy a cell phone at. Because all of our phones have been toasted at this point.
Yes, they have.
In this area, should there be, like, some kind of store that we could probably just steal a cell phone?
Technically, yeah, you could.
Just go find a dead body. Like, that person probably has a cell phone. I don't think the vampires were robbing them.
You have a point, but also, shut up, you're dead.
Okay, so seriously, out of game, I gotta say, not only did he have to tick all of his health points, he had to blow all of his quintessence just to survive.
You only take his health points.
I exhausted every avenue.
I'll bet you did. And at the same time, I will say Gabriel's the kind of person that is not above going through dead people's pockets, semi-conscious people's pockets, conscious people's pockets, really, if it'll get him what he needs. So yeah, he'll start
rummaging through dead people's pockets
for the first of either a store where he can buy/steal a phone or a body that he can take a phone off of.
You find several bodies that you can steal a phone off of that are working, strangely enough. And then there's probably a store, give or take, 3 miles away.
Oh, I'm not going that far. I'm starting with the bodies.
Okay. You do realize, Natalie or Vala, that you are going to need to get him medical attention fairly soon if you don't want him to croak on you right now.
Ribbit.
Is there anything that, with my role, I know I can do right now?
Honestly, it looks...
How do we diagnose magical damage?
Well, the real question is, how would you diagnose, like, aggro damage? Because I thought that was, like, severe, like, limbs being cut off.
I mean, it could be internal hemorrhaging. There goes the organs.
I'm just going to say this. Jerry probably has all 4 of his limbs broken and severe internal bleeding. So I guess you could roll something to try and stop the internal bleeding. Actually, is there a way to stop internal bleeding without surgery?
Nope. You can't really put pressure on the wound.
At least the blood's on the inside.
I'm wondering if I can't give him inspiration.
I am very inspired not to die.
Yeah. I wish I could share my wild resurgence. Wait, maybe I can.
What is that, a gift?
You gonna give me a present?
She might be able to heal you.
That'd be great.
Okay, so I'm dropping the flavor text of this into the chat. I also have combat healing.
Yeah, okay, so that's your injuries, but the wild resurgence, level 1, how much gnosis do you have?
3.
So if you wanted to, you could spend all 3 gnosis, and you'd have to spend 3 willpower points in addition to be able to heal 3 levels of aggravated for him.
That would be all of it, and I will do that.
Okay, cool.
While she is mystically doing stuff to his body, I've taken the liberty of stealing a phone. The first call was to HQ back home, basically cursing them out for an immediate extraction. And then the second call was to local 911 services for, you know, an ambulance.
For everybody.
Well, I mean, you probably shouldn't look too closely at me. I imagine I might be healing maybe a little rapidly.
I'm not going to heal that rapidly, but really, mostly, I'm just a little bruised. I've got some choke marks around my neck. Honestly, it was just a really kinky session.
Good to know that was what you equated to.
Was it? So Natalie is healing me?
Yep. So you have essentially stabilized him, and this is by no means pleasant. Like, it hurts like all get out.
I was better off the other way.
But you stabilize him. He's breathing shallowly, but at least consistently. His limbs are still broken as hell, though. You just stopped the internal bleeding.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Again, I've called back to HQ for an immediate extraction team.
Actually, you're surprised to know that they say that they should be there in 45 minutes.
Oh, Val, can you keep him stable for like an hour?
Fuck you, Gabe.
Would you be able to do it better if I shot him again?
No, don't think so.
Just checking. Ride's on the way.
I think at this point, Val is probably a little exhausted from doing her little magic trick.
Oh, yeah. You are super exhausted. You kind of not pass out, but you get a little lightheaded. So, yeah, you are left with two barely conscious supernaturals.
I'm going to go ahead and pull out my Muse of Flame and light my cigarette. But I'm going to check and see if there's anything, any lingering creatures about.
No. And if there were, they would have all been destroyed by said magical explosion.
All right. Well, in that case, just to shield us from mundane threats for the time being while we wait for extraction, I'm going to take a big drag on my cigarette. I'm going to exhale and continue exhaling and exhaling and exhaling this massive cloud of smoke. And I'm going to go ahead and use the smolder.
Oh, nice.
You have to make the face, Jason.
For those listening to the podcast, I made the face.
He killed us all. We're all dead now.
Smolder, the Avenger creates a thick black smoke that obscures all normal and supernatural senses. It's possible for hunters to see through this with second sight activated.
I don't know how long I can keep it up necessarily. Obviously, it's more intended for shorter terms.
Well, maybe, but the rulings are kind of obscure. So I'm just going to say, yeah, you could do it because quite frankly, it doesn't say that you have to burn an edge or you have to use anything to keep it up, right?
Right. One action to use it. So I've got a roll for it. And then for each conviction point spent, I can increase the area.
If it stays up for more than 5 hours, though, you should see a doctor.
Cloud lasts for one turn for each success achieved in the creation roll, but can be dissipated prematurely if your character desires. Oh. Dang, this does not last long at all, depending on how long you say a turn is. Still, it's useful for defense. Rule of cool, I just keep doing it at the lowest level I can.
Sounds good.
I'm going through a whole pack while we're waiting. Just
did you have that? I can't believe that I'm having to consider, did you have that many cigarettes instead of ammo? Because apparently you have plenty of that.
The cigarettes we stole from the car, wasn't it like two packs in the glove box?
Yeah, there were. So you do have plenty of cigarettes.
Nobody on this podcast endorses smoking, by the way.
How many cigarettes are generally in a pack?
20.
20?
20.
All right. So so give or take, that's probably what, around five?
So it's 100 drags a pack.
Yeah, okay. It was 100 drags a pack. Okay, good.
Is it, Cody?
I don't know. Cigarette math.
And generally, how long does it take?
A cigarette is about 7 minutes.
Okay, seriously? If we're doing this, let me just run a quick calculation.
Does that sound right? 7 minutes?
Yeah, 7 to 10 minutes.
You probably go through a pack and a third of another one.
The nicotine high I have right now, when the extraction team gets here, I am, at this point, three of us are laying on the ground.
Do you have to smoke to use this ability?
I don't, except for, so when you put the edges on, you also have to define the trigger for it.
All right, so the extraction team gets there, finds y'all, like, essentially, I wouldn't say blitzed, but everyone's very tired. The next thing that you notice is you're all being pushed onto gurneys and moved into a Jeep that's taking you to a plane that's taking you back to the States.
Is that general that we like originally got this mission from involved in this?
He's not there, but he is back at the base.
I was hoping he was there.
Yeah, generals regularly go out into the field for extractions.
We just saved the world.
Honestly, you're right. The goddamn president should be picking us up. But yeah, no, the first medic who, beyond attending to me, is like lowest priority. But even along the flight, the first one that tries to disarm me while treating me is going to get his hand swatted as hard as it might need to be.
All right. You all make it back to Cheyenne Mountain. I'm just going to say Gabriel is the last person to really get treated because, you know, pretty much you're kind of not inconsequential, but your wounds aren't that serious. And then it's Vala, and then Jerry's in, not surgery, but definitely in the ICU. Do you know how much paradox these healing mages or life mages are having to absorb? Because it's so vulgar.
I'm imagining, how much Naruto have you guys watched? Do you know the scene where they're healing Neji?
Yep, that is exactly it.
I was about to say, I've seen the scene where Rock Lee drops his ankle weights. Does that count?
No, it's a little later. I'll see if I can find a short clip of it.
Yeah, so I'm in healing.
Yeah, you're going to be in healing for at least a few months.
I want that general to visit me. Can the general visit me?
Yeah, the general goes and visits you.
First second I see him, I'm going to look him right in the eye if I'm awake, and I'm going to say 100% complete rate, buddy.
You know what? That's true, son. You done your country proud.
You done did good.
Thanks, Dad. At any other point that Jerry's awake and sees all these magical doctors trying to heal him, he will request that people with too much paradox get the fuck away from him. I know what the best of intentions do. I also just got hit with a giant paradox bomb.
Yeah, they'll actually take that under advisement and start switching people out and, you know, tagging in and out.
So now does it definitely look like that clip?
Yeah. So yeah, it's about 3 months before he's fully back to normal. And even that's kind of pushing it. Takes about a month of physical therapy, man. Were y'all going to do anything else, or do you want me to assign the next mission?
I will say that I wound up getting coup de grace, and I added +1 to enigmas and subterfuge.
Awesome.
Mm. Subterfuge.
Oh, sorry. While y'all are waiting, I'm just gonna say that you gain an additional 10 XP just over the 3 months, because I'm sure that they have you doing like regular Black Ops missions or other stuff like that.
Oh, so not me.
No, not you.
Sean, you did give me like a shitload of experience.
Yeah.
Experience and or just free stuff of coming back up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I survived.
Yeah. Pretty much just in trade of like having to blow every single thing that you had to barely survive. I'm going to say that they're just giving you mini missions like, you know, kill this drug dealer, take this property, blah, blah.
I think the mission was actually stop this drug dealer, but I heard what I wanted to hear. He's not dealing drugs anymore.
Jerry, after 3 months of intense physical therapy, surgeries, and lots of magical healing, you are finally starting to feel like yourself.
I'm me again.
With essentially advanced magical powers because of your experience. What would Gabriel and Vala be doing? I mean, in the meantime, I understand mini missions, but would you stay on at the Cheyenne Mountain, or would you go get your own place? Like, what do you think you'd be doing?
I think Vala would definitely, number one, go check in on her aunt. Number two, I think she would spend... And when I say check in on her aunt, I don't know that she would make contact with her aunt, because I think that she still feels like she's on the lam. So I think she would just check in on her from afar. But
yeah, yeah. Didn't we say her name was Running Horse or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. It was something that had actually nothing to do with a wolf. But she would go hit her up and be like, hey, teach me the way.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to say that she teaches you a few more tricks, tells you about your culture in particular, about the Black Furies and how they all try and work together. Jason, you're probably doing a bunch of killer assassin missions, right?
So basically, I would be trading favors for the government doing their dirty work and their wet works for the resources to continue my own crusade. So,
so that's how you both end up with 10 additional XP over the 3 months. So you all get a call And I'm just going to say kind of like a message or a text message telling you we're ready for your next mission whenever you are, assuming that you are willing to still work with us.
I'm going to need an emotional support animal, but sure.
They hand you an emotional support lizard. There you go.
Wait, really?
Yeah, totally. It's one of those little anoles, like the tiny little lizard.
I have a little baby lizard. His name is... also Jerry. First name also, second name Jerry.
Jerry. Is he a Pokemon?
Hey everyone, Cody here. Just wanted to take a second and thank you all for the support you've given us so far. As we continue to work on Season 0, feel free to drop suggestions to us on Twitter, at Stabby Podcast. That's STABBY Podcast. We're also hoping to make some big announcements about Season 1 soon on Twitter, so go ahead and follow while you're there. And while you're in the following spirit, go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. That way you never miss an episode. Thanks again for listening along. Now, back to the good stuff.
Do y'all go to the meeting, or are you kind of like ghosting whoever sent it?
I mean, I'll go.
I assume I recognize the number or the orders, like who sent it.
Oh yeah, the general from the first time.
Oh yeah, I ghost him. Basically, every mission that he gives me directly, I just ignore until he sends like some lower lieutenant with a dossier, and I'm like, cool, I'll take care of it. Because the last time I took a mission from him, he sent me to the end of the world.
Hey, almost end.
Well, there's a second lieutenant there for you that says, hey, we need you.
Oh, you got something for me. You got the dossier, or do I need to go to the armory first? What works for you?
Yeah, just come with us for the meeting, and I'll give you the dossier.
Okay, all right, let's go.
Y'all get into the meeting. The general comes in. He says, well, so we finally have something that's worthy of y'all's skills.
I shout, son of a bitch! Smack the table and start walking towards the door.
Okay, hold on. Just here's the dossier, right? Just kind of hands it to you.
Jerry takes it very sheepishly and is like, what I did last time was a one-time deal. I am not blowing myself up again.
Val looks at you and goes, I'd appreciate it if you didn't.
I am now a loving father to also Jerry, and he will be very sad if I died.
Son, you do realize it's a lizard on your shoulder, right?
I'm aware.
Do you think lizards don't have feelings in general?
If you will open up your dossiers to page 1, please.
I opened mine to page 5. I think I'm a little ahead.
All right. The long and short of it is we need to have a team go into... We need a team to go into the Mall of America. There has been an awful lot of strange happenings there. We've had to pay a lot of people to be silent about what's been going on, because we've had mannequins come to life. We've had several vampire attacks. Essentially, any number of malfeasance that you can think of, it has been there.
Why are you paying somebody else to keep it quiet temporarily when you could have paid me more to take care of it permanently?
Because at the moment, we thought logistically that you would need these other two to help as well.
What's up, Gabriel?
Val leans over. I think I saw this in a Doctor Who episode.
I'm pretty sure I did too. It was a good one, though.
Doctor what?
No. Doctor Who.
Yeah, what's the doctor's name?
The Doctor.
You know what? Doesn't matter.
Anyway, as I was saying, we need y'all to go and exterminate them and find what's causing all this ruckus.
So what's in it for us this time?
Money and guns.
All right,
I'm in.
Not for me. I don't really care about the guns, but money's all right. I do have very large medical bills to pay.
Do you though? I feel like this should be covered.
You really don't. We will have a flight for you later on today. I'm gonna say it's about 10 o'clock in the morning.
What time's the flight?
12.
All right, I need to go pack a bag and pack a bag for also Jerry.
I feel like at this point, Val has heard a lot about also Jerry. And
yes, you have.
Jerry has made some I'm going to say maybe inappropriate comparisons between Val and also Jerry.
What? Why would he do that?
In a way where you talk about him as if he's your child and you're like, animals can be people too. And she'll just look at you.
Of course, you will be provided with any weaponry that you require or need. And this does not have to be as Black Ops as it was in Mexico. So you will still retain contact with us should the need arise. Also, you're getting a discretionary fund of $50,000.
Ooh, and we're going to a mall? I know who's getting new shoes.
Where's this mall again?
Bloomington, Minnesota. That's where it is.
Let's rock it.
Gabriel, can you please give me a rundown of everything that you are going to get? Because I'd like to take a note.
I'm hearing unknown threat, take what you want.
We were briefed on mannequins that came to life and vampires, right?
Yes.
Jerry's going to go with the same loadout that he did last time. Light bulletproof vest and a gun with, I think, silver rounds.
Can I get some mirror shades?
Smart.
So I'm taking the clave with me. So I'm going to forgo any like silver blades or anything like that. I'll be taking, silver jacketed, just standard ammunition. I'll also be taking daylight rounds. So I've got aggro against the vampires that we know of. And for a quick load backup, I will also have incendiary rounds. Because if there's living mannequins, I'm setting that plastic shit on fire.
Within this 2-hour period, you're able to stock up. You're able to get whatever you need. You get your money for your discretionary fund. And clearly this is not a social like flight. So you're taking military planes again. We're just going to say it's 4:30 when you get there. They are definitely bringing you in through the back, or at least whatever back there could be.
Has the mall become like military controlled?
No.
So there's people inside.
There's still people, but you notice that there is a strict, not quarantine, curfew for the mall, where they are closing at 5, regardless of who's in there.
Okay.
So best be out, otherwise, like, you're getting arrested or something terrible is going to happen.
Let's split up, gang.
Are we splitting up? Is that what we decided?
No.
I was just saying that. It's a really big mall. Like, we could.
I feel like the first place I would go is the food court.
Not for any investigative purposes, but, you know, food.
So if y'all were going to go grab some food, I'd say go for it. Because you still have about 30 minutes to kill before stuff gets wild, essentially.
Let's get down. I'm going to Charlie's Steakery.
We're
going to
play the mall game. All right, everybody split up. Get your food. We'll meet back at the table.
Jerry is just circling the food court, getting the free samples.
So are y'all going to be interacting with any of the servers, or are you just going to get your food and kind of move on?
Since Jerry is picking up the, like, circling around, I would like to sense surface thoughts on, like, the people that I pass by.
Go ahead and roll it.
While he's doing that, Gabriel has gone and found the Sonic in the mall, and he has gotten himself 2 corn dogs with mustard on them and an obnoxiously large Coca-Cola cup that he has purposely filled with Pepsi. He goes to an occupied table and puts his stuff down and yells, "Val, Jerry, I found us a table," and then glares at the one person sitting at the table.
About all you can tell is that people are very nervous, especially the vendors. They don't feel very safe being here. And a couple of them are like, "I always knew this place was haunted. It was too good a place to work."
It's 2 successes.
Yeah, he kind of just freaks out, does the whole like military thing where he pushes his chair back, grabs his stuff, turns around and does like an about face and just goes. Yeah.
I sit in the chair that he vacated. As I'm sipping on my Coke obnoxiously, I'm just flicking my lighter.
I'll go sit at the table and I'll relay to Gabriel. Everyone's feeling kind of nervous, and at least a couple of people think the place is haunted.
Announcement comes over the intercom. Everyone has 20 minutes to vacate the premises before we are going into lockdown again.
Seems kind of early for a mall to lock down, don't you think?
It absolutely is. However, other people don't know what's going down.
20 minutes left to shop. Well, if we were going to go try on those clothes, we should go soon, huh?
Are we having a dressing room montage?
If you want, you could totally have one.
Oh, I was going to say, it would be a pity if we got forgotten in the dressing room.
It would be. It would indeed.
By the way, I will say, your Muse of Flame is reacting like you've never seen it. It's going everywhere, and then it'll kind of retreat.
Sean, what about my sense worm?
Yeah, it's going nuts.
So when I said it would be a pity for us to get stuck in the dressing room, I did so with my hand over my nose.
Let's go find those clothes we were looking for.
What are y'all going to do? Because you have about 15 minutes left before everyone needs to be out.
It sounded like we were all going to go hide in some dressing rooms. It doesn't matter what clothing store we walk into. Jerry's going to pick up a sweater and hold it up to Gabriel and be like, this would look great on you.
Okay, so what's the difference between Macy's and Nordstrom?
One starts with an M and one starts with an N.
Yeah, cool. I guess that's what it is. So y'all go into Macy's and that's where you're hiding. Are you all three in the same dressing room?
That's what I was just imagining, all three of us.
To be fair, it is the handicap dressing room, so we got a little more space.
All right, so it's getting to be 5 o'clock. So you hear a knock on the door. It's just a woman. It's just like, is anyone in there?
Yeah.
No?
Oh.
Do you really say yes?
That was reactionary.
All right, roll me a stealth.
God damn it, Cody.
I don't have anything in stealth.
Okay, she tries to open the door. If you don't have anything in stealth, man.
She opens the door and she sees two people in there.
Wait, hold on.
If Natalie can stealth as well.
Before she opens the door, I am going to use some force magic and bend light to make myself and the other two invisible. I got one success.
Ha ha, eat my nuts.
Dang.
8 and 9.
Are you serious? Back to back, y'all are holding each other up.
How'd y'all do that so fast?
All right, so she kind of looks in. I'll give her a perception roll. You got one success, right?
Yeah.
With one success, it would be like Predator, adaptive camouflage.
It's somewhere between adaptive camouflage and really good body paint.
He's just back there going,
wow. Okay.
She sees me.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have to resort to the mind trick and hope he doesn't give her an aneurysm.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so she kind of looks and starts looking a little bit closer and reaches out to kind of touch whatever it is. And she touches you on the chest. Someone here?
It's me, your conscience.
Like, if you could seriously go the religious route, dude, like, and I'd let you try.
When Val says that, I'm going to grab her face and keep her head, like keep her from looking up as I am invisibly like holding her. I'm going to use mind magic to replicate Val's voice in this lady's head and say, I'm visiting you from beyond the grave. I know you've missed me.
Is that you, Grandma?
Sure is, kiddo. I've been wanting to tell you that I'm fine and I love you.
Grandma, you have to get out of here. You can't be here.
You're the one who needs to leave before everything here goes crazy. I'm trying to save your life.
Oh, okay. She immediately closes the door.
She already thought the place was haunted, probably.
He was like, all right, deuces, Mom.
She immediately does an about face, slams the door. You hear her say, no one else is in here. Let's go.
I'm gonna decloak. And I'm going to look at Gabriel and Val and be like, holy shit, that worked.
It worked because everyone thinks this place is haunted. All right, so you hear an announcement. It's 5 o'clock. The mall is now closed.
Bing.
And the lights go out.
Did anybody bring a light source?
I mean, you and your lighter, right?
That's our whole light source. Okay, cool. We're in Macy's, right?
Yep.
I am going to, because they probably do still sell it, butane for lighters. I'm going to go and find that sweater that Jerry held up to me. And I'm going to wrap it around a clothing rod. I'm going to douse it in propane and I'm going to light it. So I have a flaming cloth source for a torch.
As you're holding up the torch, you realize you're in a Macy's, one of the worst places where mannequins are.
Oh.
And as you're kind of trying to get your bearings, there's one right in front of you. You see this thing slowly, like, realize that it's moving.
Val, I need two hands for a sec. And I literally throw the torch, having said this.
And as you're looking at this, blades actually start to appear. And you're sure that you know that mannequins are plastic, but this actually looks like it's skin. But this is just one mannequin, and it's kind of just realizing, oh, hey. And it puts its fingers together, and it actually turns into a sword. So Vala has the torch now, right?
Yes.
I do now.
Yeah, so as you have the torch, and I'm just going to say this before initiative starts, you realize that you are almost surrounded with probably about 10 to 15 of these mannequins that are all just coming to life. They're all moving very robotically, you'd say. Not trying to be creepy, but it almost looks like they're humans turned into robots.
I'm not trying to be creepy, but here's the creepiest possible situation I can throw you in.
It's called World of Darkness, not World of Happy Rainbows.
So before we do anything, the first thing I want to do is take this torch and squish it behind me. I just move it so that it sets another, like, a thing of clothes on fire.
It does set clothes on fire, but that immediately triggers the sprinklers. So, I mean, I could let you have a round of it, if that helps. Is that going to be your action, like setting the clothes on fire, or is that a pre-action?
That's a pre-action. I'm setting light somewhere else so that I can then pass the torch to Jerry and still have light.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shink my claws.
So you're immediately transforming into Krynos?
Yes.
Immediately, y'all hear over the intercom, the mall has now. So what's Gabe going to do?
I guess I got to risk it. I'll fire for 3 rounds.
I will say they are not going to dodge, or at least mannequin number one right in front of you is not going to dodge.
9 lethal.
You blow an arm off. And you kind of hit its chest with the other two, and blood actually starts coming out. But it's still walking towards you, and you see blades, like saw blades, actually kind of growing out of the or elbow.
Jerry, do something.
You're up, Jerry.
Jerry figures out how to kill the big bad one time, and now it's all up to him to kill everything. Val caught some shit on fire.
Yep, she caught the clothes on fire.
Sprinklers went off.
Sprinklers have not gone off yet. I said I'd give her a round.
I'm going to start off with, no matter what y'all do, get the fuck out of here now. And I'm going to mix some correspondence and matter magic and turn the waters in the sprinkler system into kerosene. To preface that, Jerry saw the mannequins screamed in the highest pitch scream and then said, burn it all.
Wow. Go ahead and roll it. This you can't coincidental away either, so it's another paradox.
6 successes.
Okay, you not only succeed with that store in general, you have turned probably the whole block of stores' water supply into kerosene.
I'll move over towards the door and start trying to open it. I will just step up as close as I can be to Gabriel, and I'll reaffirm, we need to get out of here now.
As y'all are kind of fighting these mannequins, their eyes start glowing and the blades fully extend. And in one voice, they all say, you are intruders, get out. And they say, intruders must be dealt with. All of them start walking toward all three of y'all. You do hear rattling on the actual gate, and you hear things outside trying to get in.
Lovely.
Stop that. Don't be a jerk.